Steve Schuckman is in the studio with me tonight. He is the superintendent of planning and design for Cincinnati Parks. We're going to talk about a delightful project that is called Carol Ann's Carousel, which will be coming soon to Smale Riverfront Park in the spring. Steve, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Carousels are so fascinating to me, whether I'm riding them or watching them. I think they call to your imagination. And I'm wondering why Carol Ann is involved in this, you know, must have called to her imagination. So tell us why this carousel will be named Carol Ann's.
Sure. The major donor, without whom this would not be possible, is in fact the Ralph and Carol Hale Foundation, U.S. Bank Foundation, so that the gift of $5 million toward building this carousel came from their foundation. And it is named after Carol Ann Hale, as I understand it from the donor, one way of expressing her personality and her delight with things like carousels.
You know, in preparing to talk with you, I did a little research about carousels and discovered that apparently they came out of a tradition in the Middle Ages where knights rode in circles jousting with each other in preparation for battle. So I'm delighted that we've moved on to this whimsical interpretation of it. And I would like to have you talk about some of the whimsy involved, which are the specific relationships the animals on the carousel have to Cincinnati. So talk first about how the decisions were made about what the figures would represent in terms of Cincinnati.
Well, we knew from the beginning, of course, part of the program for Smale Riverfront Park was to include a carousel. And as a design idea evolved, it evolved into a carousel within a glass building so it could be a year-round kind of operation. We also knew, and it was just an assumption, I think it says something about who we are, that we wanted the carousel to be about Cincinnati and to tell stories about Cincinnati. So the Cincinnati Park Board put together a public process, and we were assisted by Artworks, to ask the public, as part of the fact-finding, what people would like to see in terms of animals on the carousel that would represent the carousel. We set up a number of stations at Washington Park, at Crone Conservatory, at the Public Library, where we asked people questions about what's your favorite park, what's your favorite memory in a park. When you think Cincinnati, what do you think of? What are your favorite landmarks? We also did an online survey, and one of the more fun parts of this at the beginning was to go out to a number of classes and schools around the region and have kids actually draw some carousel animals. So what we did was we synthesized all the survey findings, what the kids wanted to see, and came up with a kind of a list of animals that would represent some of Cincinnati, whether they were indigenous animals, whether they were about our history. It was our aim then to take that, to select the animals, and to work with the people who are actually making the carousel, Carousel Works in Mansfield, and tell them, here's the stories for each animal, here's some images we'd like you to create, and then the wonderful artists at Carousel Works have interpreted those and are carving and painting so that every animal is going to be very special.
You didn't limit yourself to horses, ponies, which is what we usually see on a carousel. So tell us some of the specific critters that are going to be on the carousel and also what they represent.
As we learned, as we looked at carousels and talked with Carousel Works, who make carousels all over the country and all over the world, kids like scary animals, and that people's favorite animals seem to be horses. So we do have lots of horses or ponies, but we also have other animals, other critters. We have, some might be surprising, some people might think, well, sure, that makes a lot of sense. So we've got Martha the passenger pigeon. We love the look of the cicadas that this company, Carousel Works, carves. So we have a cicada. We have a falcon. We have a penguin. We have a tortoise and a hare. In fact, the carousel consists of three different rings of animals. So the tortoise and the hare are next to each other on different rings, and they're racing each other every time the carousel goes around. The horses do tell stories, of course. The pink pony talks about the history of ice cream making in Cincinnati. Viewers will see, if they look closely enough at that horse, they'll see ice cream cones on it. Our Oktoberfest horse is wearing lederhosen and wearing a hat with a feather. Many of the animals are tied together through the use of flowers, since one of our great strengths in the park system is horticulture. But also people might notice that there are a lot of Lazarus lizards on a number of the animals. A number of them wear hats, and that's kind of a celebration of the Women's Hat Luncheon that occurs every spring to raise money for Smale Riverfront Park. We also have a rabbit, and that is telling the story of the Seven Hills of Cincinnati, though there, of course, are many more than seven hills. So we have a great variety of animals, again, all with a story.
And I don't want to overlook the elephant. The elephant has kind of a top hat. What's
the elephant has a very nice hat, and that hat, in fact, people may recognize as the elephant house at the zoo, one of the oldest buildings at the zoo. We have two giraffes, and one of the giraffes, because of his height, tells the story of skyscrapers in Cincinnati from the early 20th century skyscrapers right up to present day.
There's a great preview for folks who want to go to the Cincinnati Parks website, and it shows how these figures are created. So talk a little bit about that, because I was surprised at what they're actually made of, what that process is. It's not plastic.
No, it's not plastic. And in fact, carousels are generally now either made of fiberglass or of wood. We like the durability and the feel of wood and discover that the world's biggest maker of wooden carousels is right here in Ohio, is in Mansfield. So we've done many trips up there and, in fact, taken donors up to see the animals as they're being carved. So what happens is the painters and the carvers all work in this factory in Mansfield. The critters are all made out of basswood, and the wood is carved then to represent what the story is going to be, the particular animal is going to be, and carved and sanded and then painted and sanded and painted so that you have a very durable and very beautiful product at the end. And it takes some time to make these. And in fact, the carousel opens on May 16th. The animals should arrive here and begin their installation in late April.
And this is all hand-done from what I could tell.
It's all hand-done. The big pieces, they have machines then that create the big chunks of wood and put them together, but all the fine carving is done by hand in the carvers, again, up in Mansfield. And I think that they're very excited, too. As I understand it, there are many carousels in the world and many carousels this company makes, but this is the only one that I understand that has each animal based on the history and culture of a particular place.
Including the queen bee.
We certainly have a queen bee. We have a frog. I can't even remember all the animals. Altogether, there are 42 animals, and there's two stationary pieces that are called chariots in the trade. One is a riverboat, and one is a corvette.
Is the center of the carousel scenic? Is there a painting in the center of the carousel?
Yes, on the kind of the outer edge or the fascia of the carousel, there are going to be 16 paintings, and then on the inside, you could kind of think of it as a drum, there are another 16 paintings. And, of course, we don't like to just do anything ordinary, so these paintings are extraordinary. We retained a local artist, Jonathan Queen, who's painted 16 park scenes on those outside fascias. So people will see Mount Echo, they'll see Eden Park, many of the parks that people named in surveys as their favorite parks. What might surprise people is, though they look like those parks, some of the animals from the carousel will appear to have escaped, and they're in the painting. So you'll see an elephant, for instance, flying a kite in one of those park scenes. The inner 16 scenes, rather than being park scenes, are all Cincinnati landmarks. People recognize historic buildings there, everything from Union Terminal to Carew Tower, but also some scenes, some buildings that are no longer with us. So actually Crosley Field will be one of the landmarks, a canal scene, a brewery, and an incline. And what's also special about those paintings is, though Jonathan Queen was a master artist for the paintings, he worked with Artworks interns and apprentice artists. So it's very much a kind of Cincinnati-based product from the art up.
So tell us, if you would, exactly where this will be located and what else it includes in Smale Riverfront Park, or at least a bit. This is a big project, isn't it?
It is a large project. It's growing to almost 40 acres. Basically, it is between the Great American Ballpark and Paul Brown Stadium on the riverfront, and it's right in front of or just south of the Banks mixed-use development in front of the Freedom Center. And we've been opening various phases of the park since 2012 as money's become available to expand the park and build new features. So the carousel is part of the probably the next to last phase, where most of the park will be open and finished before the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in July 2015. And we're having a series of openings of these various features in May and in June. So May 16th, the carousel opens in this beautiful glass box, and it sits right at the end of Vine Street next to the Roebling Suspension Bridge. And it sits on a deck overlooking the rest of the park at Mehring Way. It will sit on a plaza with fountains similar to the interactive fountains that people really, as I like to say, kids of all ages will run through. And there's a stairway next to it opposite the end of Vine Street, much as the first phase has one on Walnut. And this grand stairway is flanked by cascades. So it's water tumbling down from the area of the banks down to Mehring Way. Underneath the carousel, there's a banquet center so that birthday parties can happen there, weddings, corporate functions. And we think not only will people rent that to be on the river and in the park, but they may also want to rent the carousel upstairs.
Oh, wow.
And we think that'd be a great attraction. And then across Mehring Way, many more features, a tree grove, a rose garden, an esplanade, an adventure playground. And again, these all open next spring.
I want to thank you so much for your work on this wonderful project and opening up more of the riverfront to be people-friendly, certainly. And thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I've been talking with Steve Schuckman from the Cincinnati Parks Department about Carol Ann's Carousel that will be coming this spring to Smale Riverfront Park. For more information, you can go to WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.